Today, for us, it's a fun day for us where we really dedicate this time to the ball. That's everything for us. And through our first preseason game, we're just sitting right at a turnover margin of zero, so not where we want to be in that aspect. So important things for us today, we're going to really put a big emphasis on third down. We've done that a good bit in camp, and we're going to throw that at them again today. We'll have another move the ball period. We're going to just do as much good on good as we can in terms of the competition that we're looking for. We'll really wait on any game plan. We'll do a small portion of that next week. But this week, really, the focus is on us, although it's important for guys to know what an in-season schedule may feel like from a time standpoint. So that's where we're at today. We got a lot of good stuff to hit on. Each person, each unit has some real specific things they want to get better at, and that'll be the focus for today. So hit it up for your questions.
I know you talked a lot about Mohamed Sanu and what he's brought to the table. You know, when you look at his numbers and you look how reliable he's been catching the ball, how comforting is that for you as a coach, knowing that maybe there were a little bit some doubts when he got signed?
For you, maybe, yeah. But not certainly for us. Right. But what I can tell you from him, where he came to and in-season got to, when he came back for the off-season, Vaughn, he was intent on throwing a hell of an off-season. And that part of his game really came. He was more fit, stronger, really like at the top of it heading into the offseason, which is not always easy to do. You know, sometimes guys are dealing with an injury or something as they're coming back. But for him, he really went for it. He threw a good camp. He got improved on certain things inside in the slot. For a big guy, he still has good change of direction to break a guy off in the slot. So although he's 220 pounds, he can change direction like a smaller player. And that kind of size in a slot, you can see the advantage that would have. So he's a real valuable factor for us in the pass game.
How much do you love it when you see his one-handed catches?
Yeah, he practices those. So, you know, you see him in practice and go, where'd that come from? Okay, I've seen that movie before. So he's a real competitor, and he's got real pride about him in terms of the way he wants to carry himself and perform. So we're fortunate that he's off to the start that he is.
Now that you've had Alex Mack here for a year, what about his game have you seen that's impressed you the most that you weren't able to see on film when you were evaluating if you wanted to sign him?
That's a good question. We felt the speed that he had always as a center where he could climb and sustain on the next level. Probably the thing I didn't have the appreciation for was the finish that he plays with. And he goes all the way through the whistle. And if you ask him where did some of that come from, when he was at Cal, they had a pretty good running back that played with him that was a freshman at the time by the name of Marshawn Lynch. So some of the runs didn't necessarily end when a run is scheduled to end. So from the early time on in college, his finish became really good. And screen plays, downfield runs where he can sustain on a linebacker down the field, it's really impressive because here's a 310-pound guy who can run on his feet and sustain on a linebacker or a safety down the field. And that's not an easy thing to do. So I knew he had quickness, like a good center. He's big like a guard but plays center. What I didn't know was the finish that he had. And it was probably during training camp last year where I realized this battle that was taking place between Grady Jarrett and Alex Mack, like two guys that have wrestling backgrounds that don't back off from one another. It was like the perfect spot for two guys just to battle and get one another ready. So both of them played better because of each other.
Coach, you gave up a couple of long pass plays last week.
That's put it mildly, yes.
So, was that an area of emphasis for you all in practice this week, and what were the teaching lessons?
Yeah, it wasn't an extra area of emphasis. The way we play our style, we really pay attention to explosive passes. And the one that came off the goal line was disappointing for us, knowing some teams do take shots coming off their own goal line. So it didn't take extra emphasis. It's always something that's at the front of our thinking.
Have you? I know we've asked you this every day, but have you made any decisions about, you know, what you want to do going into the game as far as, you know, a guy like Tack or anything?
Not yet. I should probably give you a good update tomorrow. I think are we going after? and I'll have a better sense for it then. But he's had a good week, and so we'll definitely get some guys back who weren't able to participate in last week that are this week. We're going to see where it goes with Gabriel, with Tack, with Crawford. So we got some guys that I'd like to take it through the whole week, and we're always going to make great decisions for the players. It's a long way to go. If they're able to play like they're capable without anything holding them back, then it's time to let them play. If they're not quite there yet, then we'll wait.
Status with Devontae that you said yesterday?
Yes, same status with Devontae, yes. So he'll be out for the game and in the concussion protocol, but no practice today, yep. So think of it like a regular game week, got hurt on a Sunday, which was think of it in that framework.
Are there any position groups that you didn't really see enough of in the first game that you want to see more of
yes.
in this game?
Pick one. It's that part is definitely part of the evaluation. One, as coaches and Thomas, myself, who do we want to feature more? Who do we want to see more? But, yes, there is a real advantage to having so many players available for the game and guys who are going for it at different spots. So all of the evaluations here on the practice field are important. And then as we get into the preseason as well, it's easier to evaluate some of the special teams plays in the games. It's a live tackling play on a 40-yard fourth down play where in practice we're not taking that guy to the ground with all this space to tackle a returner. So you have to use your imagination some if you're not going full tackling on a punt or a kickoff. So those are ones to say, okay, I think there'll be some players that may make a big jump in game one to game two, especially the player that hasn't had a big special teams background. So for some of the guys who have experience doing that, it's that's different to say, okay, I got a cover kick. I haven't really done that. But it's, at the end of the day, it's still football, and it's tackling and, getting off blocks, things that they've done plenty of times. Matt, you had one?
Yeah, is that another reason why you don't game plan in this second game? Is it because evaluation just trumps
yes.
strategy?
Yep. I'm glad it's a good topic, and I'm glad the one that you brought it up. The most important thing for us right now is to find out for the players and to not inhibit them from, especially a young player, of things that could jam them up where we don't see them at their very best. So for us to see the best version of themselves, we want them to be really clean thinking, really straightforward. We're not even concerned about a disguise on defense or a particular motion or a concept offensively. It's how hard they can play. And that's our style, the way we attack, the way we want to play. Can they function like that in a system? As a young player coming up, you're trying to show, man, you can count on me. And that trust factor has to happen. So, okay, you're in the game, you're handling it like you're supposed to. Until you go through those, you haven't earned that trust of some of your teammates yet. And it's an important step for these rookie players especially to go through.
Is that a strategic thing too? Because, hey, half of your team is not going to be there.
Not necessarily, because we don't – No, I don't worry about that too much. Yeah, I think that, and I recognize the question. He was here, tried to debrief the player on some of the stuff. I've made more mistakes trying to do that than I've gone the other way. Sometimes it might be a quick conversation. Okay, we'll see how it practiced. But it's not been one for me. I think sometimes as a coach, if we give the player too much to think about, then now they're playing at 90% or 85% because coach said to watch for this, look for that, look for that. And the most important thing offensively is the way we come off the ball. And if I'm going to do something to slow them down, then that's taken away from that. Defensively, it's the way we want to go and attack and tackle. So if we do stuff, Matt, that's out of our wheelhouse, then we're making things up as coaches. And so we keep it about us.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was kind of like a thought or a conversation with coaches, like, hey,
it definitely
we
is.
Don't want him picked up.
It's definitely, through the years, it's been a big conversation. I've not been one on the other side of that's gained a lot from that, through the years.
Coach, with several returning starters from last year's team coming back, does that allow you to focus more on evaluating and developing the depth in the preseason?
We're always going to look at the guys, especially the first-year players. We've got to find out all we can, and they've really put out during practice. So now, we're going to get them in the games and find out what they can do. So I wouldn't say it's a byproduct of a player having played in the system. Each player may play some more or less in the preseason based on their own needs. But the young players, we are going to play them. And they know that when they come here, that this is not an organization that's going to take a guy and, okay, make sure, he looks pretty good. Let's hide him for the preseason. I'd rather go just the opposite and find out what a player can do as opposed to try and hide him and not if they're here on our team or on our practice squad. But if that exposure allowed that player's career to go and extend on another 53 or another practice squad, us and our staff, we'd be pleased knowing that we made a difference for that player to say, man, we gave, even though it's not here, that op took place here. And so that's why there's not maybe some of the contentiousness in the position groups. Well, he didn't have a good practice and I did. Like, all that should be left out. And how good can all of us get?
There's been a lot of kind of buzz, you know, out of the preseason about the kid Watt from the Steelers.
Yep.
Don't know how good he is or anything like that. He's still young. Does that give you a better evaluation of maybe your backup tackles when they go against a kid like that who's getting a little bit of a...
We saw, the last 2 weeks, Harris, you know, from last week at Miami, and Watt here, both of those we had really good grades on as rushers. So, that's definitely part of it. And it's like, okay, that's a real one, you know. And it was good to see. I had mentioned last week, you know, the regard we had for some of the Miami, defensive tackles, you know, to say that's a really strong physical player. I liked how, you know, Ben or Wes or those guys competed. So, within the game, Vaughn, there's some of those matchups that you'd like to see. I'll have to talk to Mike and see if we can create some more of them, you know, before the game.
What do you think you stand with that backup tackle position right now? I mean, you know, one of the guys was hurt, Graf was hurt a little
yep.
bit. And stuff
yeah,
like
I think
that.
We're not there yet. You know, we don't have a one to say this is where the, you know, the standings are going to go. So we have a couple more weeks to compete and, find out who's going to be the best option for the team in that role. But we're not there yet. We got work to do to find that out. So that's what's fun about these games. And you're right that we do get to see them against some really, you know, guys that we regarded highly.